As always, someone let me know if you've got a good audio out there. Let me know if I need to change any settings here. You know you guys are the engineers. But again, thank you for coming. And welcome 12, Deb. I see Eagle Feathers out there. Miss Huzu, guest 584, 12B. Haven't missed anybody. But you got a good sound. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. There's a lot I want to talk about. I can see that some of you saw the video today on us building it's really a small solar system compared to some, but I want to talk about some of that tonight. But one of the most urgent things we're kind of looking at is, I'm pretty sure, guys, and it's not just me, but it looks like Trump is going to be forced into closing the southern border. And there's different implications for both sides there. But Nick Mulvaney, one of the top aides inside the White House, he had something to say about it today. And I just want to kind of go there because there's some good information in that article. And I want to start by reading. Thank you, everyone. But it says, Mulvaney, it would take something dramatic for Trump not to close the southern border. This was on Zero Hedge, and he was actually on ABC TV. It says, following reports over the weekend warning about a system-wide collapse. And guys, if you've been keeping up, and I know you have, that up to 4,000 illegals a day are coming across all of the catch and release locations where these people are kept are overwhelmed, and they're releasing them by the thousands into border cities. El Paso is really getting inundated, and you've got idiots like Beto down in El Paso, I think maybe yesterday in a rally, saying it's so safe because of illegal immigration. And guys, that's going downhill very fast in a lot of places. But he's saying that following reports again over the weekend warning about a system-wide collapse along the southern border as a surge in asylum-seeking migrants have overwhelmed customs and border protections, detention centers, and strains municipal resources. They're being released inside the U.S. That's why Trump keeps saying, guys, that Congress has to act. And if you think about it, he could have stepped in on a couple of different things, not just this, but some of the other things that we watched earlier with executive orders. But he's trying to go through the courts and do it the legal way, kind of like he let the Russian probe play out, or the Russian collusion delusion play out, so that no one would say he was trying to interfere with the investigation. And so trying to do it the right way through the courts, it's his way of saying, I'm not here just to take over. I'm trying to work this thing out. But when it comes down to it, he's about to close the border. And guys, there's reasons why the mass migration. And now you even have people like Jay Johnson, one of the Obama administrator heads there, that came out, I think it was either yesterday afternoon or earlier this morning, saying there is a crisis at the U.S. border. Even he knows he can look at the news. He's not in denial. But also the Mexican, because of this is in the same Mulvaney article, the peso tumbled Friday afternoon after Trump tweeted that he would close the border unless Mexico took steps to stop Central American migrants traveling through its territory. Before telling a group of reporters that he would shut the border for a long time if nothing is done. Now, the implications there are there's a lot of trade that goes back and forth. But in that speech that Trump gave the other day about this, he said there's a lot of money on both sides. He didn't go into detail. But one of the things is that you've got as the migrants come in, really instead of contributing to the country, that a lot of this is sent back to Mexico. And they're talking about over like $1.5, $1.6 billion to where the workers send that money directly back. So you have that economic impact on Mexico there. And guys, if you ask me, that's why they're not stopping the what they call the trilateral or the triangle of these nations that are coming through Mexico, because that money is sitting back. Now, if Trump shuts the border, the trade deficit with Mexico is going to change in our favor very quickly, if you think about that. But Mulvaney is saying that figures from the Border Patrol that 100,000 migrants, many of whom were traveling in families, crossed the southern border in March. This is still March, which would be a new record. Last week, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McClellan warned that the agency's resources had reached a breaking point and called on Congress to act to authorize more resources for the Border Patrol and customs enforcement at the border. Trump had previously, remember this, threatened to close the border in November and December. And if you remember, he kind of did. He shut down all the lanes, even foot traffic for a while, just kind of to let them know that he could do it and was serious. He said, though the markets mostly shrug this off as idle threats, but as more mainstream media outlets cover the rapidly deteriorating situation with an increased sense of urgency, the pressure is mounting on Trump to hold his anti-immigration principles and take immediate action. Now, these guys are serious. Trump said, I'm not playing. But not only do you have, I think, again, 1.5 or 1.6 being sent back in earnings that really pay for the coyotes that do the human trafficking, that would, and the trade of all of our manufacturing under the NAFTA agreement Bill Clinton and so forth went through with, then they are really going to hurt. And that is going to be the only way to do it. At the same time, it will bring the nation's focus there to why we need the wall. Something's got to be done, because right now the deep state has used their clowns in Venezuela and Honduras to mount these caravans to take down this nation, to overwhelm it. And that's what's happening in these border cities, guys. If you look around, and I know some of you, Deb, I don't know how close you are to the border, but have you in your area seen any of the influx? Because they're talking about a lot of people. Yeah, you're right, Toby. Obama dumped 1,000 Syrians in the next town over from there. And listen, that, just think about the Mall of the Americas and those places where there's no go zones for the police or anyone else. Property values, of course it has. And it seems that the worst groups that come in, hate to say it, they're Islamic. And they have, it's their way or no way at all when they become a large crowd or take over a city, take over the Mall of the Americas in that entire area, or take over part of the education system. So there's, you've got between terrorists coming in the southern border, Islamic revolutionaries, jihadists coming in. There are good people trying to make it, but most of the influx now, and the report I saw this morning, was that many of the children had already been separated from the parents. Of course, the Democrats will try to blame that on Trump. But all of this is planned for that very reason. In other words, separate them, make it look bad on Trump, overwhelm the system. But here's the key. You got to stop, catch, and release. That's the only way that's going to work out. Now, if you look at that and you look at what they're talking about, the new wave or the new influx or the new caravans that are coming in, they're talking, there's again, 100,000 were apprehended this month, but each of the last 3 or 4 or 5 months now, it's been going up like that. And again, these people are just being released. So what is the, what would be the outcome if you built, if you stop the borders now, if you shut that down and started building the walls, what about the hundreds of thousands that the Democrats and the rhinos have already let in. Again, some are good people, but many of them don't have good intentions at all. But the Border Patrol is announcing in multiple sectors the policy this week to be releasing thousands of migrants in their own reconnaissance shortly after they are apprehended at the border. The move comes in response to the massive increase of illegal border crossings by migrant families from Central America. Now, again, all of us here know exactly what's going on, and there will be 400 or 500 that will watch this in the archives in the next few days. If you're not aware of it, start paying attention. Just type in emergency at the border. America needs to be educated so that we have this. We put full support behind our president, because again, this is a Democratic deep state infiltration of this country to take it down. Not only overrun, but you think about the economic impact. These churches and these asylum relief centers across the southern border towns on our side are overwhelmed. Also, it has taken their money, and you've got people like the new governor in California added another $1.6 billion, I think it was, today. excuse my voice, guys. This changing weather has I'm kind of developing a head cold, so excuse that. But you got Gavin Newsom in California added, I think, $1.5 or $6 billion again to the legal defense fund for the illegal immigrants. And Brown, the outgoing moonbeam, had already put about $15 or $16 billion into it. Also in New York today, they raised some taxes for the same thing, to pay for legal defense for the illegal immigrants. Raising our taxes, putting a burden on our health care systems to where the taxpayers can barely afford to go to the hospital, while hundreds of thousands of migrants are getting free education, free housing, free food, free medical. The demons have done this, and they're trying to continue. Now, guys, all of this has been in the back of our minds. What is going to happen if Congress doesn't act and Trump continues to battle his executive orders in the courts? Now, we'll say this, in the Ninth Circuit over in California, one of the most liberal in the country, Trump has gotten two more conservative judges in there and is pushing another one through, and it's got Dianne Feinstein mad as hell, because they've got this called, it's not a law, but when the president nominates certain judges in different states or in the Ninth Circuit Court that's in California, it's called this blue stamp approval that usually the president or whoever's pushing it will confer with the senators or congressmen in that state. And if those people don't approve it, then it won't go through. But Trump is bypassing that. And she is mad as fire, because she knows that she was not going to let any conservatives into the Ninth Circuit. So that battle is being won, and they won't talk about that much. Yeah, it really is, Deb, but we have to keep up the good fight, because our options would be terrible. That's right. If you think about, we've always said, well, what if Hillary won? Now, it doesn't look like anybody that I've seen in the Democratic Party that's going to run for president could stand toe-to-toe with him. None of them. So we still have to watch his back, because you know what happens when they can't defeat a man like Kennedy and some other people. So we got to kind of keep prayers for a president. Now, there's something, guys, I want you to do. We also, I may have mentioned this in the video, the solar video today, about ham radio. And I'm going to drop a link in the chat room real quick. I think it's kind of cool, and it's If you're not into it, that's fine too. But let me put this in here. We talked about ham radio. Now, what I'm doing, guys, if you're not in chat, you can go to www.hamsphere.com, which ham is in ham radio, and then sphere, hamsphere.com. It's a, it used to be kind of a free system, and it was basic. Now you've got a 30-day free trial that I don't think you're obligated to keep. But what it does is give you the virtual ability to communicate and listen on ham radio. Now, you're not broadcasting illegally via the ham frequencies, but because of, they have a kind of like a messaging board between you and some of the other ham operators and other listeners, but you actually can communicate. You can virtually build your system, get used to what type of antennas, what type of amplifiers, what type of radios, and actually learn where the communication points are. But again, this let me put this in the chat, guys. It's www.hamsphere.com. You guys click over there and check this thing out. I'm not involved with it monetarily or anything like that. So I'm going to click over. I want to show you something, but look at the link there. And it's called Ham Radio for your PC or your iPhones. And the reason I'm going here is because a lot of people are not familiar with ham radio and don't want to step into that technology. And it's one of the older ones. But it can operate from your computer. You can build your systems. You can operate from your phone. And if you just kind of look at the, you scroll down to where it says HamSphere 4.0, the next generation. And what's important here, again, I'm not trying to sell anything. I think if you go past the 30-day free trial, it's like 3 months for 10 bucks or something, or 30 a year. It's not that much, but it will give you things like, they're going to teach you how to get your real ham license as you get used to the equipment. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water here, guys. My throat is getting a little sore. But if you're over at the site, scroll down. You'll see these two green bars in the middle of that. Again, HamSphere 4.0, the next generation. It says HamSphere introduces its new flagship HamSphere 4.0, which is a modularized ham radio transceiver where operators build their own radio using plugins. Guys, and if you're, most of you are familiar, but a plugin is something that you'd say you start out with a basic receiver, virtual online, and then you can add different things to see what suits your need and build it. And but they provide a lot of information on how to do this. Not only that, they prepare you to get your ham license again. And if you scroll down there, you can have your own ham blog. You can have, there's other bloggers, other station frequencies that are there, and more information that you can get. It says, besides making new friends during the voice contacts worldwide, your software provides not only entertainment, but also an educational tool for non-ham studying to obtain their ham radio license. Guys, I highly recommend this because, again, you can start now listening, download the software, try the 30-day free trial. Again, what is it? A dollar. It's 30 bucks a year or 30 pounds a year. It's European. It should be close to that. Or 10 bucks for 3 months. To learn this, and you can learn it in 3 months, is worth whatever 10 pounds will equate out to. But the ability to use the plugins to build your system will let you know what you will need in a real blackout. And you can start preparing from a simple $200 system all the way up to a major system. And because they have, again, this, they've got software built in there to where you're not actually broadcasting, but you can communicate through the software. Now, you'll need to get your license to broadcast in the real world on HamSphere, although you're going to be dealing with real world people because many of the major broadcasters are part of HamSphere, and they have been for years and years and years. I think I talked about this about 6 or 7 years ago when it was HamSphere, may have been 2.0 at that time, but this one looks extremely more exciting as far as It's getting the new toys and gadgets in it. But if you learn it here, when we have a real blackout, you won't have the internet. You could have a small 100-watt solar system and a mobile ham transceiver to where you can find out where the FEMA food lines are not. This is key. Communication is key. So, guys, I wanted to point that out. When you go there, check it out. There's more information about it to where you can find out how you can try the remote HS4.0 transceiver. Really cool stuff. Again, 30-day free trial. I'm not selling it. I don't have any connection with it. But it is a great introduction, and you can learn more there in a day or two playing with this software and building your system than you could in months in a laboratory or in real world. But they've kind of consolidated it into something that one day may save your life. And, guys, it's very interesting. It's very interesting because we all love to communicate or you wouldn't be here now. That's one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Now, the other thing is what Lindsey Graham is talking about, and I know he's kind of a half rhino, and I want to go into that. But first, let me say this. There, if you are calling your straight to the show, you're going to show up on our call board. And sometimes you'll be calling, and I know most of you know this, you'll be calling and you don't really want to talk. You just want to listen on your phone, and that's understandable. But if you can see the chat, put the last four numbers of your phone number, the last four digits in the chat, and I'll know you're calling to talk, not just listen. And I'd love to get your information. And there's some folks there now. So what I'll do, and I've done it before, is because some people are not in this chat, but they're on the phone boards, I may just go down through the phone lines. But to any of you guys in the chat now, if you're over on the phone boards and have some questions or would like to comment on something and enlighten us on anything, let me know. And I'll get you right in. With this sore throat, it would be much appreciated. yeah, I saw that. I watched Matthew's show earlier this afternoon if anybody didn't get to see it. Also sent him a text. He stays kind of busy this time of the day, but I told him about the show, so if he gets time, he may get to give us a call. But again, guys, if there's some numbers showing up, and if it's any of you that are on your phones, let me know, and I'm going to go pick it up and talk about that. But if you're listening, the number to call, guys, is 646-716-9294. 646-716-9294. Just give us a call. You'll show up on the phone boards and we'll get you in. Now, going back to Lindsey Graham for a moment, he said that he's going to call in all the officials who signed the controversial Carter Page FISA warrants. That would include James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates also signed off on it, and that will lead to more and more. And why would he start with the Carter Page? Guys, you kind of think, well, that's small fish, but really the Carter Page FISA warrant, because what they were doing was just they were looking for a window or a door to get into the Trump administration. The actual warrant allowed them, because Carter Page was a part of some of the initial Trump campaign and things like that. That one warrant on him allowed them into the entire campaign. So that's why Lindsey Graham is going after that. Now, I saw a video today that it could take up to 6 months for some of this to go down, because we've seen it before. And don't be discouraged by that, because you see they'll come up, they have the subpoenas, they'll call them up before the committees, blah, blah, blah. We've seen all of that before. But now the shoe's on the other foot. So, again, first we got to stop the deal with the southern border. And then it looks like we've got not only Graham, but other non-Rhino Republicans that are heavily looking into this whole Russian collusion fabrication. And to me, that's really good news. And the key thing to me is that several people, including Trump, have said we have to prevent this from ever happening again. The only way that I know that that can happen, and by the way, they let Judge Jeanine back on last night on Fox after a couple of weeks. I don't think they allowed any of her videos on YouTube, though. That's kind of amazing. Not really, but she talked about this very thing about key people having to be pulled into court and have to go to jail before 2020. And we've talked about that too, guys, because we mentioned this before. We've all sacrificed a lot of time and effort in order to get Trump in and to keep him in and to drain the swamp. But now we need patience because the Mueller investigation is over. Let's let this period work out. And there's some folks that we see that are friends of ours on YouTube that don't have much patience. And you can't really blame them because we were waiting to see takedowns a lot quicker. And that move of the initial takedown of the swamp was countermoved by the clowns with the Russian collusion. And all they were doing was accusing Trump of everything they had done with Russia. And that's kind of their means of operation. But guys, and one other thing I noticed that it may have been on Matthew's video. People were talking about weapons and different things like that and how to protect your family and all. Guys, there's something that I learned when I was a kid, and I want to bring it up, and I'm going to watch the boards and see if we can get some callers in here. But, okay, that's 7603. That's 12B. 12. Are you online? You want me to open up your phone line? Let's see here what we got. I don't see that number on the phone board. I'm going to look again. Let's see. No, it's not there. If it was, guys, all you got to do is hang up and call back in. It will pop back up. Now, what I was going to say, something that I learned when I was a kid was how to shoot a longbow. You remember those guys, not the crossbows with all the gadgets, but a very simple longbow that you can actually make. Now, mine, I think, was one of the first fiberglass resin bows back in the 70s or late 60s. I was very young. It was taller than me, but you just kind of bent it. You put the string on it, and that was about it. There were no wheels or pulleys to take the pressure off. You just kind of like Robin Hood. You pulled it back and shot the thing. Well, you know, that's not illegal, but it's critical. And maybe not that much. It would be in protection, but in hunting. Also in protection, if you think about it, if you have trained your family in the art of the bow. Now, let me think, well, where did I come off with that? But guys, if you ever read 1 Samuel 31, now this is when, let me say this, this is when Saul had just been killed. You know, he had pursued David. Saul had kind of let the power go to his head and all and everything. And so went against God, and David was appointed, and Saul knew it, and he was even chasing David. Well, Saul fell with his son in battle, and one thing led to the other, and the guy that came back said he had actually slain Saul. David had him killed. But what happened, very importantly, for two reasons. In verse 17, it says, and David lamented with this lamentation over Saul. Even though Saul had turned against him and tried to kill him, he was the first appointed king appointed by God to Israel. So that was a big deal. But again, Saul's jealousy over David overcame any love or any camaraderie or anything else. But as David, just as he had killed the guy that actually killed Saul, he lamented with this lamentation, verse 17, over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. Also, in the notes, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the behold of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. Now, the book of Jasher is not in the Bible, right? But here's David and Samuel mentioning that book. It's one they took out. And guys, I've done several videos from the book of Jasher. Beautiful stories in that book. Of the, I think, more detail than any of the some of the other stories. Extreme detail about Satan and his operation, things like that. But again, David's mentioning the book of Jasher, which they don't like you to talk about. It's actually mentioned twice in the Bible. But he says, teach the children of Judah, in this case, your children, the use of the bow. And it applied. Now, they didn't have AR-15s, but it applies to all weaponry. And he says, and he goes on to say that. He says, the beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty fallen? And David was a prophet. And he's talking about the end times. Do your kids, do you know how to defend yourself, whether it's a bow, a BB gun, or an AR-15, or a 30-06, or a 12-gauge, or whatever it is, a pistol? Do they know how to do it? It's going to be important. So as they try to take away our guns, more and more people should learn to use them. Again, even if it's a bow. You may stop someone from breaking in your house with a bow, but you may also learn to hunt and save yourself or your family. You keep them from starving to death. But all weaponry applies to that. And that, if you don't do that, you're really not preparing them. You're preparing them to fail, and you're preparing yourself to fail. But again, the longbow is very easy to operate. Doesn't have a lot of mechanical gadgets in it that have to be replaced. And you can make a longbow from scratch if you had to. The Indians did it before the weapons. And remember, I don't care how much ammunition you got, one day you'll run out. So learn these things. Teach yourself that. The Bible tells you to do it. And what I'm talking about tonight is communication, survival, because I don't think the Democrats are going to stop till one or two things happen. Civil war, which may lead to step two, and the step two will be military intervention. In other words, martial law. Buck knife's great. Now, if you can chase a deer down with it, Deb, I won't, you know, a rabbit, let me know about that. But that BB gun may do it. But you can find one of these old bows anywhere. They're not expensive at all. Solar and wind, yep, that's right. There's so many different ways. And I guess my emphasis is communication. You know, we have survival food. We have the best water filters on our website that you can get. You can get $20 for a 72-hour supply, which will get you through 3 or 4 days of a hurricane, on up to a month supply or a week supply or a year supply, things like that. You need those. You need protection. You need communication. And if you saw the video today, I think you need some solar power. Why not? Why not? You can start with a 100-watt system, guys, and one battery, one small inverter for a couple $100, or you can go more in detail to it. But after Katrina, and I know I've talked about this before, we were down here, I'm 120 miles inland from Gulfport, and we had over 120 mile an hour gust here, wiped out millions of pine trees, no power, no water, for 2 weeks in the hottest part of the southern summer with 100% humidity. So temps were reaching 99, 100, 101. And I had one 5-watt panel at that time, one very small inverter, very small, smaller than the ones I showed you in the video, and a fan and a small TV. And that kept that fan. Man, that was life-saving, a fan in that type of weather. And the TV would let us know where, the local news would let us know where you make a drive an hour away, where someone may have had enough electricity to take your credit card or to pump you some gas to get some groceries. That in 2 weeks, guys, that became kind of rough, but it was nothing compared to what it can become. So never take out of the back of your mind to prepare, and don't be caught off guard. The ape monkey, 12, the ape monkey, armadillo, and all sorts in Panama, that's kind of worldwide. And grill cats on the grill in bad times. I saw you mention that earlier, and that's when I mentioned cat head biscuits and hot dogs, 12B. But guys, again, the show is about being prepared any way you can. And I'd love for your comments here. I'd love for you to call in and let me know your experiences, or let everyone know some recommendations that you have, things like that. But what I'm going to do is go over in just a moment to our phone lines. I'm just going to go down there because some people cannot put their last four digits in this particular chat that we're looking at. And we got some numbers on there. And give me 1 second before I go to the phone line. I'm going to get some more water, guys. Now, what I'll do, I'm going to start at the top. And if you didn't call to talk, don't hang up. I'll switch on the board. You don't have to hang up. But if you're listening, I've said it many times, you either have something to say or you have a question, or you wouldn't be here. But I'm going to go to area code 260768. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, is this Deb?
No, this ain't Deb.
I'm sorry. Who we got?
I go by Levi.
Hey, Levi, and welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I thought if someone had a cold as bad as mine. Okay, I got you. Well, Levi, where are you calling from, if you don't mind?
Michigan.
Michigan.
I talked to you the other night.
Okay. Okay, well, welcome back to the show, Levi. What's on your mind? What's on your mind tonight, Levi?
Well, a lot of times when you got shows, you speak on the phone. It's pretty late in the evening. If we could do it a little bit earlier, it'd be nice.
Well, we are an hour early tonight. I was kind of thinking about that.
Yeah,
normally
are.
We're and trying to help, trying to work in the middle, you know. Here you got East Coast is right now is 8:30. West Coast, what you got, 6:30 over there? So trying to kind of get in that middle, Levi.
I got 8:30 here.
Right. You're Eastern time, I guess. Then.
Yeah, I get up at 3:00 in the morning. That makes it pretty rough.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I've been invited on some late night call in shows, and man, that's just. You know, if you wake up early like I do, you can't help it. It's hard to do a midnight show. But I understand what you're saying. But again, we are an hour earlier. Maybe that'll help some.
Yeah, that'll help.
But what's on your mind tonight?
I really just came out to listen to it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Well, what do you think Trump's going to do about the border?
I think eventually he'll put a wall up.
Yep. I think so, too. Do you think he may close it next week?
If there's too many of them people coming over, he will close it.
He will. You know, and of course, if you Levi, remember, it was a month or so ago when he temporarily closed it, and they had to spread out a lot of Border Patrol agents along the banks. And the wall there around these ports of entry as he was closing the lanes. Maybe 48 hours or 3 days, guys, I don't remember. But it wasn't real long that he closed it. But he said this time he wasn't playing with it. He's tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't blame him. We've got to do something. The Democrats are going to sit there in the rhinos and let us be overrun. And it's not a racial issue or a religious issue. it is a national issue because this is our nation, and we're trying our best to try to protect it and back up our president because that's what he's trying to do. But they've never seen an onslaught like this, Levi, come in at one time. They said it's breaking all records. And people if they remember, there's been president after president that has temporarily shut the border because of events like this.
They all talked about building walls, too.
Yep. Well, they're doing some of it. It's a lot of wall to build. You got natural barriers there that where you don't really have to have as big of a wall, if any at all. But those areas will have to be monitored. But he's got to do something. Do you think, Levi, that if they continue to defy him in the courts and the Democrats try to block him, will he be forced possibly into martial law to stop this overwhelming invasion?
I really don't know if he will or not.
It's hard to say. I don't think he'll. Do you think he will just cave in and let it happen? Or will executive order? Yep. And so if the executive orders don't
cave anymore.
Yeah. And with Mueller off his back, he feels a kind of a breath of fresh air and new, kind of a surge of people behind him that have fallen away from mainstream media and their lies and corruption. So Trump has got, that big, he had a big, was it Michigan the other night that he had a big rally? Oh,
yeah,
where was that up? Yeah. I read a thing today that 37% of the audience was Democrats. And this is after the Mueller report come out. 37%, guys, had been fooled, I think. I mean, none of us were ever fooled, and that's what I knew the politicians were evil demons. They just kept pushing this narrative. But it was amazing to see, and I saw people, many of you did, that actually believed that narrative. And now they have become disillusioned, without compass. The mainstream media ratings are going down. And I think that as they bring in Comey and Clapper and Brennan and the leaks, the rest of the leakers, they're going to implicate some of mainstream media. I don't see any way around it if they're going to do a thorough investigation. But now you've got, thank goodness, you've got people like Nunes investigating, as well as people like Lindsey Graham. Today he had, I think it may have been Fox, he had an interview, and they asked him about taking down the deep state and Hillary Clinton. He said he wasn't as interested in taking down Hillary Clinton as he was at getting to the FISA, who was involved in the FISA warrants and that early part of the early attack on the Trump campaign. But how can you not implicate Hillary when now we know that she paid for and launched that Russian dossier? So Graham again continues to be a rhino in certain areas, but Nunes does not seem to be backing down.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is way too deep for me, you know.
I think a lot of us become more and more clear to everyone, because Trump's going to make sure it has. And Eagle Feathers, I saw that. Have you seen that Trump campaign is selling the pencil neck T-shirts now for Adam Schiff? It's just his head on a pencil in a little skinny suit. And it's part of their fundraising, but I saw that today. But Levi, if you want to hang in there for a moment, I'm going to try to see who else is on the board, may want to talk. You don't have to go anywhere. Just hang in there for just a minute. Area code. Okay. Area code 321-412. 321-412. Caller, are you there? Well, we may just have a listener. Don't hang up. I understand. I'm going to go to the next caller. Area code 361 361-484. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Jesse. It's Deb.
Hey, Deb. There you are. How are you doing tonight?
Doing real good. How about yourself?
Doing good. That weather changing. I woke up this morning, a little sore throat, and been kind of fighting it off today. And I had to open my mouth and say, we're going to do a show, but you know how it is.
I didn't want to get out from under the covers, but I finally did. I have three little hitters under the covers with me, named Sissy Buddy and Rocky.
Is that cats or dogs?
Dogs. I'm not a cat lady.
Okay.
Oh, I hope I'm never a cat lady.
Oh, so it was a three-dog night?
Oh, yes.
There you go. Well, again, okay, and listen, I'm going to bring Deb, hang right in there. I'm going to bring Matthew in just a moment. But Deb, what is the temperature there supposed to be tonight?
It's 40. It said middle 40s, like 44, 45.
We're going to be a little colder. Go ahead.
Tomorrow's a lot colder.
Yeah, we're getting into the 30s at night for the next three nights. Like you, I've got a garden, but I have some of my tomatoes and peppers in containers and brought them back in this evening on the back porch, which is kind of glassed in with windows, and got them in. But it caught me off guard a little bit as far as I didn't think it was going to be quite that cold. Had the windows open, a little fan going last night, woke up with a sore throat. That time of year. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just saying in the chat room earlier about the border patrols drove up over 300 illegals. And just dumped them at the bus station in San Antonio.
Right.
Catholic Charity said that they're overwhelmed.
That's right. And see, that's what we were talking about. They're creating this chaotic situation. How long is Trump going to put up with that? You know, what is he going to do? We're reaching they're saying the breaking point, right?
Oh, yeah, they're past that. They're past that.
Yeah, they're way past it.
And San Antonio is a sanctuary city. We got a Democratic sheriff, Democratic chief of police, and, they just look the other way.
Well, let me ask you this, Deb. Remember when the first caravan got up south of San Diego down there in California?
Yeah.
And eventually, was that Tijuana, I think? The Tijuana mayor turned against the immigrants. They started overwhelming his resources and littering in the streets and waste everywhere and some crime and robberies. He turned against them. He became pro-Trump.
Yeah.
Do you think that even the libtards in San Antonio will change their mind?
How many illegals will it take? that's the
question. Before the public outcry becomes so loud that they're forced to do something.
I don't have an answer for that. No, like I said, how many illegals will it take?
Yeah.
They're all living on the street. They're all urinating in the street. I saw videos of what was going on down in Tijuana, and it was just disgusting.
The Democrats, they're not in denial. They're just lying because that's their next wave of voters, they hope. And it's not just that. You know what? Because it's about destroying the country and the economy.
Well, it's anything to do against Trump. Like they said a couple of weeks back, Trump said he liked puppies and kittens, and everybody would turn against puppies and kittens. Whatever they can do to talk down anything he's got.
And they even before Trump, the Obama administration was about destroying the military in this country, overwhelming it with Obamacare, illegal immigration. And if Hillary would have won, the borders would be wide open, and it would be we would be rapidly turning into Europe.
My daughter and her family, they're an Air Force family. I've got two young teenage daughters. They're in Germany now at Ramstein. And every day I say a prayer for them, every morning and every evening, that they're all on base. They go to base school, you know, so they're kind of in a little pocket there. But I worry about it.
They have, listen, what everybody realizes that's aware of Europe and aware of Great Britain, or England, and the entire British Isles situation, those guys are, they're almost beyond help. I mean, it's going to take civil war, and they've already taken the public's guns because the crime rate is overwhelming. And if you talk about it over there, even in the UK, you get it arrested. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't mention anything about Islam and crime anywhere in Europe. It's unbelievable. And that's what would, if Hillary was here now, her and Macron and Merkel would be over in New York having a big party celebrating the overthrow of the United States. And all of us patriots would have to be on a boat somewhere.
Well, we can't talk about the Muslim crimes now here in the Americas.
I know
it.
It's a good way to get taken off social media, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But this Ilhan Omar with the hijab in Congress, you know, supposedly there's laws that she cannot wear that in our Congress, and yet there she is. Everybody just looks the other way. Everybody's polite. We're going to polite ourselves to death.
Well, the Democrats have sold out to the Islamic movement a long time ago. Trump was having these big meetings in the White. I'm not Trump, excuse me. Obama was having these big meetings in the White House, Islamic Prayer Day, the whole thing, and the education system he had turned over via Gulen and all the other academics that were pushing the Islamic doctrine into even preschool, first grade, K, 12K college. The doctrine was to completely take over. And
yeah.
That was if it hadn't been for the occurrences that happened when Islam was originally destroyed, or the last time it was destroyed, when it received that deadly wound near the end of the Crusades with Charles, then it would have been a lot quicker. And that's an important point. But Deb, I'm going to bring Captain Matthew in here. Let's see what that old river salt dog has to say. Don't go anywhere. I want you to interrupt him when he needs it, too. Captain Matthew, are you there?
What you say, old boy? You just call me Matthew. I ain't on the booth. How you doing, Deb?
Hey, doing pretty good, Matthew. Enjoyed your show today.
Oh, thank you. I was barely able to pull it off, internet in and out, but... Yeah, you hitting all the points. Sorry I'm late there. I was hitting my grounding rod in the ground there, Jesse, to ground my truck.
Yeah, I hear you, Matthew. Were you really doing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, like somebody said, don't pull off and like at a gas pump and pull your hose out. I watched your show today, and actually, it was a pretty good show, Matthew. I enjoyed that a lot. Was it John Lord? You had in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, yeah, a quick disconnect on that bumper ground, would be really cool. But, you know, I've read that some military vehicles have three grounds like that. They have a tri-grounding system that's quickly deployed to the chassis just in case. It's like three different rods that go down, but I don't know the details of it.
Well, I was going to get a Humvee, but I tell you what, them rascals are pretty expensive. Thinking about getting my wife one because she destroys everything else that I get her. Hope she's not listening right now.
From what I understand, they'll destroy your credit card with the 4 to 6 miles per gallon gas. And haven't they quit making them?
I don't know. I think so. But I tell you what's expensive on them is the suspension. The suspension on them is very expensive. Now, I watched your last video with that Shine Wave inverter. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, that, you know, I've been mentioning it for a while, and I've got it ready to plug in, but I just don't want to do it, Matthew. You know, I explained why I don't want to expose it yet, but it's kind of 2 or 3 years in gathering and researching what I need and want, and the only thing that I need to really upgrade on it is to go to, like, a marine deep cycle battery as they become more affordable, but the setup I've got will definitely get you through a month or two of hurricane season or whatever else, you know, really longer than that. It's just that a normal battery will discharge at a higher rate than these deep cycle batteries. I have a deep cycle on my boat, so, but it's just expensive to do a multiple battery bank of those.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got about 200 watt worth of solar panels, and I've got some solar batteries in my little bug out camper, if you will.
There you go.
Got a little wind generator. Oh, yeah. So, you know, what you think, Deb? I think you're going to be okay, but I think some of these gals out here, like my better half, they're going to be looking for a tree to plug in their curling iron. They're going to be going nuts. Whenever the lights go.
That don't bother me at all. I don't know anyone in this new town that I'm in, so I don't care what I look like.
Just wear a hat.
I can hang my lines out on a line, and I can dry my hair on rollers. There's a way. I grew up with my grandparents, so I'm used to the older ways, and I'm just that kind of person, you know. I still hang out my laundry. I still do my dishes by hand. People need to learn to get back to those kind of things. They're going to be forced to if we're not careful.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
It's really a much simpler way of life when people get used to it. It's going to take, you know, that time, that transition time away from 24-hour bombardment of information to looking at the trees and surviving and, you know, gathering food, hunting, and getting, you know, just the back to it. But that's how I grew up when I was young, you know. I'm getting on up there like Methuselah, but we had, you know, everybody hung their clothes out. There was not a lot of fancy things at all. A lot of homes didn't have air conditioning in the Mississippi. As kids, you know, it's crazy to say it, but we didn't know the difference. We just, it was hot in the summer, and we swam in the river.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, Levi, come on in there. It sure was a good time.
I don't even got no electricity in my house.
Oh, wow.
You don't. I heard. Tell us about it.
I pump my water with a gasoline engine. Did you ever hear of Amish people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Okay. Well, great. You got a gas motor that pumps your water, or gas engine?
But actually, it's a generator now. We used to have it on a gas motor. With a pulley on a water pump, but there was too many fires and stuff like that, so we switched over to electric motor. It's a lot easier. You can have your motor out of the house, out in the out barn, you know.
Right. Well, so that's it's giving you the generator. You have electricity now. Or, you know, you're obviously on a phone or something like that. You have a way to charge your electronics. Or tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I got a couple solar panels. Like you say, the dark times come, I will go on for another month. Well, I guess it depends what time of the month it is. I got a guy that delivers my gas to me once a month. You know, if he just happens to drop it off, first part, but could be the last part too, you know.
Yep. Well,
I admire that. Levi, I admire that, getting back to the old ways, like Mr. Jesse just said. And I meant to say yes, ma'am, earlier when I was responding to Miss Deb. I didn't forget about you. And I appreciate all the support that you give Jesse and I, especially Jesse, because, you know, Jesse's still trying to build that new channel up. What were you up to, 400,000? Kind of getting off subject, but it's important that we...
It was something like that. It was up there, yeah. It doesn't matter, Matthew. It's yesterday's news. You know, it's like the newspaper you throw away. You can't stop, you know, you're just not going to keep it down. That, you know, people have got a message that love this country, and you're not going to keep them down.
No, so. not no rednecks, you know. I can tell you that. But, Levi, people need to hear your story because, you know, Jesse's been talking about it a lot longer than I have. And I've been talking. I talked on the Marfugel show last night. Man, that gracious, it was late, but they asked me to come on, so I did. And, you know, you'd mentioned Lindsey Graham earlier, Jesse. You know, I've been hearing, you know, I didn't care for that at all either. I'm going to tell you, I still hold true to what we were talking about on your last show, that Hillary Clinton needs to be held responsible, old boy.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them. But I'm also...
Matthew, that's the only way they're going to stop it from ever happening again is put people in jail and set the example.
That's right. Well, check this out. Your boy Potter, I was trying to look it up, but he heard or he read into it. He may be, I don't know, but he's saying Giuliani's speaking like they're only going to be 6 months or out more before we start seeing arrest.
Yep, I saw that interview. He was on Fox, I think. But what he's talking about is they're going to begin the process, Matthew, which is the same way as you subpoena the people into court, right? You give them a subpoena. You give them like a week or a month, whatever, 2 weeks, and then they try to delay it. And then some come and show up. Some don't answer the subpoena. So what, and I think what's, and he, and you see what I'm saying, by the time they get everyone into court, get the information out, it could be 6 months. As long as it's before 2020 elections, we're going to be in good shape. And I think, you know, Trump mentioned this one time, and I can't remember when it was, Matthew, but it was to the effect of maybe you want to save some of the best things for last, where they don't have time to recuperate from the damage or the information going out. And so, but the 6 months, if you just think about subpoenas, And I saw Roy's video, too, and I subscribe, and it pops up just like yours do. But and Roy, he is less patient than I am. But, you know, he's been there. He's seen a lot of things and all, Matthew. But he was talking about that, the six-month thing. But right now, with the subpoenas going forward, now, we just to see the subpoenas and the indictment start, then that's a plus. But I think they're going to, why rush into it right now? Why not have the full implications right as we're getting ready for the primary? Trump's smart. And to me, now yes, I want to see it. I want to see it yesterday. I want to see it yesterday. But if Trump could do it, he would have to do some emergency orders and maybe military martial law, things like that. But he's trying to kind of let the Democrats do the damage to themselves while he walks the proper line as long as he can, if that makes any sense.
Well, you know, you remember when you told me a long time ago, Mr. Jesse, you said you turned me into a monster, a shock jock, radio shock jock. I'll tell you what, man, I can't catch a spare moment now. I trying to walk in your shoes is crazy, man. I got to go on a show later on tonight. I don't know if I'll be able to make the whole thing, but
we'll put the link.
I will. I'm gonna still remain patient too. It's hard. And I said that the other day. I think it's influential to do that. I think I'm never going to stop supporting the president because, like you've always said, yeah, you can't do that, man. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
Phew.
If he'd have never ran, boy. I mean, could you imagine little Marco Rubio or some of the others where we'd be right now? Not even admitting Hillary Rodham, demon rat Clinton.
Yeah, besides Hillary, Jeb Bush, to me, was critical because of the drugs that he would allow via the Bush cartel into the massive borders of Florida and other places along our Gulf of Mexico. Jeb Bush was dangerous. He is low energy, but he was just a puppet. But the controllers of him would have been very dangerous, I think. Because, Matthew, with your experience in the Border Patrol, you know that the Bushes didn't want everything stopped coming in through that Gulf.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, not Border Patrol, Matthew. Coast Guard, okay. I'm sorry. It is a form of Border Patrol to me, in a way, isn't it? I guess it's
Oh, yeah. And I got some guys over there that I worked with, lead at law enforcement, drug enforcement, now in customs working with the border. I'm going to tell you, Mr. Jensen, the border's a real problem right now, and I think the president, the stuff he must know and what he's getting told. I've got a friend of mine. In fact, I went, if you watch that video I did, Douglas Ducote, he's an old boy from, he's actually from New Orleans, but he lives in Lake Charles, but he's going to go out to the border here in a couple of weeks and talk to some of those folks, Jesse. And there's still a big problem out at the border right now. And
huge.
I think there's stuff they're trying to get in. I think the president knows it. I think that's why he's doing, you know, these emergency alert message tests that he did a few months back, and now the EO with the EMP. That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
Well,
I heard that something came in the border. Was it on the day that they arrested the guy in Virginia trying to blow up the Pentagon and kill Trump? Right around that time, a lot of people, or there was chatter that something had come across the border.
Yes, sir. That I-68 gentleman, that crazy man. In fact, you the one that told me about that, and I looked it up, put it on my website. Sure did.
Yep.
Now, how crazy you got to be to do something like that, Jesse?
You know, some of the chatter that was, one guy was linking, he was listening to the police scanners in the air, and he was Twittering the account. And it was almost like they were thinking there was other people and that this guy may have been just a distraction for something more deadly to come through, kind of like they do drugs on the coast, you know, send in a little bit to get busted while the other main drugs come through. But I don't know about that, Matthew. Now, I'm looking for some reports early in the morning. I can see Trump right now looking at all these reports from the Border Patrol. And he already knows they're overwhelmed. He's got military intelligence down there. You know, he doesn't need the Border Patrol. He's got people on the ground using drones. I imagine letting him know a lot of information. Stuff he can't talk about. Like you said, there's things he knows he cannot talk about. So, Matthew, did you hear, or anyone out there, Deb or Levi, that someone said that even though if Trump shuts the borders down, they could put him in court over it for months?
I'm hearing that, but I'm going to tell you, and Deb's probably going to agree on this because she just mentioned it. Set those pups for me there, Miss Deb T. Give them a milk bone for me. And I'll tell you what, they're done. The left is done. That ninth district circuit court that we're always hearing about, they're going to try, Mr. Jesse, but I don't think they're going to be successful. You know why? Because people are just daggum tired of dealing with these demon rats in trying to destroy this country and bring it down to its knees. It's folks like you and I keep reminding folks what we're up against, and it's imperative that we keep doing it, especially leading up to this 2020 election. But I could tell you that Trump's got folks all the way out to the end of South America watching what's coming up, like that Border Patrol interview that he did on the border when he went down there that last time, and that agent sat right there on national TV. I was really impressed by it, not only because, you know, the Democrats are quick to mention that this is a made-up, emergency. It's not. But you got countries from all over the world, including Ukraine, other areas of the Middle East, working their way up through South America, coming into our country. And you know that a lot of them aren't coming in to do good. They're coming in to do evil. So I think the Trump campaign is strong on this. You're starting to see it in this last rally he did. I think he means what he says, Jesse. I guess the shorter the long. He's going to shut that daggone border down,
yeah.
No matter what.
Matthew, going one, I agree, and I look for it tomorrow. Now, you shut down the border, and we talked about this earlier in the show. I'm not sure if you were here it was what, a couple of days he shut it down before, and they were shutting down lanes there at the port of entry and north of Tijuana going into San Diego area. That's where a lot of the news reports were coming out. And so he was immediately able, without dealing with courts, to do that. He had already sent military in. They had had barbed wire up and razor wire and things like that, different things. But and if you remember, they had just for miles Border Patrol military vehicles and watchers stationed along the Rio Grande there every 500 feet or something so they could communicate. But now if you go a step past that, if he shuts it down, which I expect him to do really soon, what will be the next stage? You've got the California governor he brought back the National Guard, remember, from the California border. Would Trump be forced into, or I'm not sure if an executive order can override the governor in issuing the National Guard out, but if you go to martial law, which that is his only other ace in the hole. How do you see that working out? Anybody could chime in here.
Well, I tell you, that California governor, he tried that, recalling the National Guard, and the president was 10 steps ahead of him, and he was able to keep a lot, but I think 30% of them went back to the state of California, but the rest of them, I think he was able to, under a liaison order with the active military personnel, he was able to keep them. Trump's
gotcha.
Not stupid. I mean,
no.
He knew that was coming. There's over 10,000 pieces of equipment now staged in New Mexico and other parts of the southern border area, just like some of the other troops that he's already sent up in some of those areas. So I think he's pretty much ready to move that chess piece, like you said, maybe even the bar. He knows there's a big problem with the border. He knows there's going to be a continuation of stuff coming through the border. And I tell you, if you noticed, did you notice that comment he made during that last presser? He just had that Brazilian president who, by the way, was I just put the link on my website, working with Netanyahu, even in Israel. But basically, Trump called that gentleman out, president, because he's done nothing to stop the drugs from coming up to the southern border. And the president called him out on it. So he's aware of what's going on. I think he's going to stop it no matter what they try to do, Jesse, is my consensus on it. And he needs to, because now that the Russian delusion collusion's gone, they can't rest their hat on that. I think we're going to start seeing desperation.
Would look like, yeah, we're kind of seeing it, Matthew, in the sense, like Deb said, in San Antonio. And I've been there when my son graduated from the Air Force basic training there in San Antonio 8 years ago now. But it's changed. And so right now Trump is not only seeing, but he's hearing a public outcry from the citizens of these border towns that are on the U.S. side, an outcry of help. We're being overrun. It won't be long where there'll be no-go zones in these cities. It already is in some places. But he's hearing this outcry. He cannot wait. And if he goes ahead and does it now, he will seal the Latino vote that's in these border cities, because they're the ones being affected by the frontline onslaught.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm looking for it right away. I think he was just letting the weekend go through, let some more news come in, like Jay Johnson. Now, Jay Johnson's never been accused of being stupid. He just worked for Obama. But he came out yesterday or this morning and said that there is definitely a crisis at the U.S. border. So he's going, the libtards have gotten too far right for Jay Johnson in their border policy. So people are waking up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week. I'll just leave it at that, Jesse. It's going to be real interesting. You know, you're seeing these dates about Venezuela. 12B just said he heard the 6th. I'm hearing between the 6th through the 8th. You know, and I gotta say this. I'm hoping, and I think Trump is. I think that John Bolton really worries me. He's a swamp rat from way back, a warmonger, in my opinion. And, you know, I kind of have to agree with Ron Paul. The last thing we need, in fact, I talked to a CB this afternoon. He lives here in the neighborhood. He kind of was wondering what the heck I was doing when he seen me driving that copper ground rod in the ground behind my truck. He kind of got curious.
Hey, Matthew, did they still have the CB base in Gulfport?
Yes, sir, they do. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I just wondered. A friend of mine was down there when I lived there. Go ahead.
Yep. And that's where he's stationed at. They also have the small boat, you know, the auxiliary Coast Guard LE detachment. Small boat division there. They also do training for the Spec Op Mark V units.
Did he mention their participation with the Corps of Engineers? And got by the way, guys, CB is Construction Battalion, right, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
The CBs. Or did he mention they may become involved with some of the Corps Engineer and Army Engineers in the border wall?
Sir, and they probably won't. I think they've been sworn to secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because believe me, brother, I did ask. And he sealed up better than a Fort Knox bank vault.
Well,
which
listen,
I don't know why Fort Knox is sealed, bro, because there ain't no gold there sitting in bars. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who's got the goal anymore. But, you know, it's not us, is it? No. Well, they, you know, they can have it. Just give me my damn freedom. You know, they can keep the goal. I don't care what you do with it. I don't fool with goal anyway. But the situation is out of hand. Trump's going to have to do something. And this may be the trigger point, guys, for a lot of chaos and confusion, because you're going to have the, if he shuts them down the borders, you're going to see conflicts between the caravans, the Mexican police, and behind them, the U.S. side of it. you're also going to start seeing the libtard protest on our side of the border, like they marched out of San Diego. And eventually, what they're hoping for is a clash, a civil clash. That's when I think Trump will have to bring in martial law. I've never been for it in my life. It can be very temporary. But with the attempts of the deep state and what they're trying to do, face it, it may be his only option after he shuts the border. And, you know, Albert Pike said they want the World War III. So you got China, Russia, and Venezuela. You got, and when you talk about that, you're talking about some of the reasons the caravan started, getting people out of that, you know, South America into Central America, up into the triangle and into here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, next week may be a week that we will remember. He's been gearing up. He has waited and waited and been patient. And everything I've seen from him since he ended the Mueller report ended was full speed ahead. Okay,
yeah,
I appreciate that. Yeah, okay. Matthew, Levi, Deb, we've got 9 minutes. Any of you guys, doing a 90-minute show, and they'll come in 9 minutes and tell me that we've got 70 seconds or whatever, 90 seconds, 60, whatever. But now's the time for anyone to, in the chat or on the phone, to come in and kind of help close this thing out.
Well, what y'all were just talking about, I don't really know who said this. They say Einstein said it. I don't know what method they'll use in World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Something to think about.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that's what we're seeing between mainstream media and us, and social media and us, sticks and stones back and forth, starting it. Something's got to give. We can't, and what I think is the deep state has pushed it as far as they can push it with this caravan situation. They want it to come to a head. As Matthew said, Matthew said the other day, they would rather burn the house down than give it up.
Yeah, like these guys that would rather kill their wife than see her with another man. I mean, that's about where we're at in America.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, Levi, you still hanging in there with us? Maybe not. Matthew, you there?
You need to get
Levi on the show. He might be one of the most interesting guys you've had on in a while. I'd like to know more about how he lives.
Is that a direct insult to Matthew?
Oh, heavens, no. Does Matthew live without electricity?
I'm just picking.
No,
listen.
I think she's right. I'm kidding.
I do too. Listen, because he's in the real world. He's in the real world of survival. And he does it on a daily basis. And I wanted to tell him this, guys, and not to take up much time. But if anybody saw the Weather Channel a week or two ago, it was really snowing up there and all. It was the Amish, and these guys, he had him a couple mules hooked up, and he was snow skiing down beside the highway over there. Anybody see that? It was the same. Yeah. It was cool. He was hauling butt, keeping up with the cars. I mean, could ski. You know, he was laid back, man. I was thinking, now that's how do you handle the winter? But there's cars passing by, and he was skiing down the road with his two mules on the ski rope. Anyway, I had to mention that. I meant to mention it to Levi.
I'm gonna hang up. It's getting a little chilly out here.
Oh, okay. All right, Deb. Well, thanks for calling.
I'll be in the chat. Bye, everybody.
See you, Deb.
Matthew, you said you were going to put the links to your shows we can watch coming up tonight, maybe, in the chat.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find it. In fact, they what? just uh, just got a text, and they're still trying to figure out if they're going to do it or not. So I don't know what the deal is. I think it's a last-minute thing. It's on Discord, but it's going to be on Patriot News. Sometimes they ask me to jump in there and talk about Venezuela and, you know, geopolitical stuff. They talk a lot about Q, you know.
Listen, it's okay. Like you said, there's no reason to divide people that really are looking at the same goal, regardless.
Oh, no. I'm glad you said that, Jesse, because, you know, we've come a long way, old boy, you know, and we've survived. And that's all we could do is try to keep the Patriots together. We're not always going to agree, you know. Sometimes you get sidetracked, hint, by certain folks. But we got to stick together and stick around for Trump because he's all alone up there, ain't he, Jesse? Like you said last show, you couldn't wait to get out of there.
Well, you know, he is alone in a lot of ways publicly. But Matthew, do you think he's got a lot of military intelligence behind him, Marines and people that were loyal to Kelly and, to Flynn and some of those folks that do have his back? What's your...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. I think, let's don't kid ourselves. That's the reason Trump's in office right now, because of these military guys, you know. And, I miss old Motley's take, you know, the old Marine, you know. But he was right about that. Steve was right about that. The Marines, the Navy, every branch, even the Air Force, they're all supporting the president. They definitely want him in for another 4 years to finish up what he started. And, the libtards don't want it, but I think they're going to get, like you just mentioned, 35-ish% in Grand Rapids the other night in the
man.
That's not looking real good, man.
No, man, because that's it. You know, you've got a lot of if he's changing that many people, and Matthew, it goes to the point to where it was obvious to all of us on this channel right now, everybody listening, that it was a lie and a collusion. But I had friends and family that thought it was true, that just listened to mainstream media and didn't research for themselves. So for 37 or 35% of them to change over, it's over. There's our 90-second warning, but they would have to take the president out to stop him. Even if he doesn't get everything accomplished because he's done so much. But again, 90, we got 70 seconds. Matthew, thank you for calling the guys. Watch. Matthew, did you ever get the link?
Not yet, but I'm going to put the channel, old boy, is Patriot News.
Yep. If you can't, drop that in there, put a click-on link. But, guys, watch for the Matthew's updates. And, Matthew, I know you're busy. You're doing a lot of shows, and it pays off in the long run. But watch for what Trump does tomorrow. Something's got to give. It's not going to continue. It cannot continue. The nation is being overrun. We are at war on the southern border. We have an invading army. What do you think so, Matthew?
I think it's an all-out invasion, and I think they're going to try to ramp it up even more so now that the Russian collusion delusion petered out. I absolutely think so.
Well, throw us a link in here, Matthew. We've got a little
right
left,
there,
but I'm going to leave the chat up, guys, as long as it'll 10 seconds on the broadcast. But I'll leave the chat up. But if you can put anything in there and let us know, I'm going to keep looking at it. There you go. YouTube channel. That's you, Matthew. There you go. There's a link, guys. Matthew, I'm going to take a quick break, drink some honey, and try to find you on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay, brother. God bless. Thank you to everybody.
Guys, thank y'all for coming. They're going to be closing me out on the broadcast. I appreciate it. More than you know. thank you. Thank you, Deb, for calling in. Thank you, Levi. Of course, Matthew, thank you. And everyone go over to Matthew's link and let's see what that's about. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we all gain a little bit when we share it and when we watch what other people say. So it's a heads up, guys. Be safe. And yes, Deb, I would love Levi to come back and just give us some more real world lessons in survival. Guys, heads up. Be safe.
Blog Talk Radio.
March the 31st, 2019, guys.